Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion and the great lockdown over in Europe, so they say. I mean, I'm not there, but I'll have to take the word of the media. Let's see. England. That's Johnson. France, I believe it's Destin, if I'm saying it right. Forgive me if I'm not. And Germany is Merkel, I believe.
Who's Italy?
So, the idea for this show came from Boris Johnson. He doesn't know it, but that's where I got the idea, when he said there's no alternative but a lockdown. Stand by.
What'd you say?
Who is Italy?
Susan A. What?
A woman who runs in Italy, who is she? Who is the woman who runs the country of Italy? Whose decision?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there a woman or a man?
No, it's a man.
Anyway, so Johnson got on the news and made the statement, there's no alternative. You know, now how wrong he is. How does he know there's no alternative? Did he ever try an alternative? Now, I believe that a lockdown only serves to intimidate people, make things worse because it interrupts the normal flow of things, which is very important for millions of people to feel good about themselves and to feel their accomplishments. See, one of the biggest things that makes this virus worse is people being stressed and intimidated. That's the worst thing that can happen. Now, over there in England, I believe they have socialized medicine. So there's got to be thousands and thousands of doctors who are holistic, practicing, and who can very well get together and formulate a supplement that would build the immune system. You know, a supplement with proper instruction, you know, stay away from certain foods, whatever it may be. Now, why isn't the British government, and this goes for all the countries, by the way, why aren't they taking advantage of that situation? The government is spending a lot of money to try to combat this virus. They've failed. Now, why is it that they obviously admit the failure? Otherwise, there wouldn't be another lockdown. They've had a lockdown before. And where did it get them? It obviously made things worse. So they go back to the same method. You see, that's what's wrong with a lot of these countries, and that's what's wrong with the system in a lot of these countries, that they keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. They tried to get a vaccine, and that blew up in their face. People got very ill, so they say, you know. But now, to go back to the same method and lock things down and drag people through the mud and all that, to me, it's not going to help. It's only going to keep this thing alive and kicking and all that. Search out the alternatives. Mr. Johnson and all the others. Put them into place. Put them into practice. Give them a chance. What do you got to lose? Pull the opportunity to be as free and as normal as possible. That's what they should be doing. Yes, there is an alternative. Inner Sight believes it. And we go around the world, so maybe somebody in England or France or Germany will hear this and pass it along. Maybe somebody will wake up. Who knows? Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So adopt an Akita. Around the world, we let everybody know about that. My buddy at Kennedy Realty, Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty, right here in local Islip, New York. No, it's not Islip, England. It's Islip, New York. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, give Mr. Kennedy a call, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we remember those who were neglected. Little Tommy, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. And we remember Ollie Campbell, who certainly was not neglected. And Ollie and his family set the example for all of how a child should be treated. They're disabled. All right, Inner Sight tells it like it is around the world. And let's see, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruelLawCenter.com, some of our friends who have helped us in the past. Congratulations to Senator Philip Boyle here in local Long Island, New York. Alexis White, who is the new senator. And if we ever settle this presidential bout, we'll find out who the new president is, or if we keep the old one. All right, Inner Sight around the world. We'll get the able news later on, I guess. Let's see. A good. You need a civil rights lawyer? We got one. James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662, Bahamundi. Any civil rights questions, call Jimmy. What else we got? Oh, nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian help. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085, and I don't believe I mentioned you last night. I apologize. Nobody Starves on Long Island is the name of the group. He operates on donations. He gets food donated for the dog, cat. And if you're disabled, if you talk to him about that, he'll try to accommodate you and get the food to you. 631-484-3085, and we want to thank Gary for helping several people that we have referred to him. We appreciate that. Around the world, Inner Sight tonight, talking about, yes, there is an alternative, referring to the situation in Europe, the lockup. Call it a lockdown. It's more like a lockup. You know, locking people up, prohibiting them from going out. Stay at home order, it was called on the news. You know, so that probably means only people who are essential. You know, cops, hospital workers, and all that stuff. Well, the hospital workers certainly haven't helped that much. If the thing came back, where have they served the people? You know, what they ought to look at is some of the crossed over and became holistic doctors. Now, how many people have they treated successfully? How come you never hear any statistics on that? I haven't heard one set of statistics on holistic healing throughout this whole pandemic. That is really horrible. You know, that people who and many of these doctors got the same learning in universities that all the other doctors had. Only they realized that holistic is a much better approach. So the system doesn't even recognize their own people when it comes to holistic healing. If they went to the same school and they got some additional knowledge and started using, you know, herbal and other types of healing, acupuncture, so on and so forth, why aren't they recognized? They went to the same school, spent the same money, a lot of them, and they're not being recognized and called upon to help the public who have supposedly fallen ill from this virus. Now, the other thing is that a lot of people talk about how many people have secondary conditions who have caught the virus, and because their resistance is so low, they couldn't deal with it. They couldn't fight it off. So a lot of them passed away, evidently. But you see, they don't list it like that. They don't tell you. When you listen to the news and they comment on this virus, that so many people have come down with it in the last couple of weeks and all that, they don't tell you how many of those people have had secondary conditions and then caught the virus and became critical and so forth. They don't include that. They bunch everybody together. So you really don't have an accurate accounting. And then a lot of people feel and express the thought of how the drug companies are a part of this to make money. You know, the hospitals are making money on it. The funeral parlors are making money on it. So are the cemeteries. So in that sense come a big business. And you got to realize that many of these various types of industries approve of the lockup, lockdown, whatever you want to call it. I think it's more appropriate as a lockup. So there you have a whole conglomerate of different types of industries who are capitalizing on this illness. You know, it always happens. Whatever catastrophic event there is, people, certain groups always benefit from it. That's why they say certain people like war. Because people make money on war. A lot of the people make money. But we believe that there is an alternative. And I don't know what legal leverage any of these groups have in Europe. But I've never heard thus far, throughout this whole thing, I've never heard of a lawsuit.
Hi.
I've never heard of a lawsuit against the government to force the government to bring in alternative medicine.
I wish.
Now, how come you never heard of a lawsuit like that throughout this whole thing?
I wish.
You know, you need
I could use some alternative medicine. I said, right this moment, I could use some alternative medicine.
Yeah, you know, we all could.
My stomach. Oh.
But what we need is a powerful lawyer, you know, to represent people who...
Mm-hmm.
strongly believe that the government is going about this in the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
And bring a suit to make them recognize
mm-hmm.
other types of healing. And I think that the part of the settlement should be that you must get these doctors together, these holistic doctors, to create a formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be distributed, but at the cost of the government.
Right.
To build up their immune system. So you don't have to lock people up.
Right, right.
Or lock them down, whatever way you want to say it.
Whatever you want to say. I think it's down. You know why I say that? Because I don't feel like I'm living in this manner. This is horrible.
Well, you hear about lawsuits all the time, but you never heard of a lawsuit like I've just described.
Yeah.
Why not?
I wish.
I mean, that's
you
what we
need.
You
get a lawyer who's willing to do it. Yeah.
And you got to get a group of people on whose behalf the suit would be brought. You know, people evidently don't think in terms of alternative medicine. They accept what the government says. But when you look at the facts, look how wrong the government has been.
Yeah.
You know, they had a stupid lockdown. They did all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thing has gotten worse. Why? Because they're going about it in the wrong way.
Yeah, I'd say.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what have you got to lose to choose a different way? I mean, this way obviously didn't work. They're talking about the hospitals filling up and all that and people getting ill and, you know. So Inner Sight believes that there's definitely an alternative. And we urge these countries to start practicing that alternative. Reach out to some of these doctors. Acupuncture is one of the best things
I love
that you can do. It draws all the poisons out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps the body tuned up. Very important.
Right.
All right, in a site at 213-816-1650. I wish we could get calls from France, Germany, and England. We're not set up for it, but...
Yeah, I wish we had the 1-800 number.
You can send us an email. Innersight@pmail.com. No attachments. If you're listening in England, France, Germany, or any other country, you agree or you disagree, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. I'm sure that there are groups in these countries who believe what we're saying. All right, anybody on the phone line? Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, there is. My phone is not doing so well. I don't know what's happening with the phone. Anyway, yes, I have Maureen. So let me bring her on, okay?
We have Maureen. Anyone else or just Maureen?
Just Maureen.
All right, let's take a call from Maureen from Queens. Inner Sight Live.
Okay.
Around the world. We believe in alternative. I don't just talk about alternative. I practice it.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. I'm getting a weird, I don't know what it is. I can't hear what it is even because of my hearing. Can you guys tell me, it's like almost like a walkie-talkie?
No, there's nothing wrong with the phone. Sounds good.
No, sounds all right. Sounds all right, you know, on this thing.
I hear like a walkie-talkie on my end. That's bizarre.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah,
no,
I like
don't hear it on this end. Sounds pretty good.
Mine, so it's okay.
Yeah. Oh. So, I hope we get things accomplished with, you know, the plans we have. Hopefully things will work out, you know, for every day.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I'm just looking for my sneakers. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I found them, so. Yeah. Say what, Suzanne? I can't hear you.
That's the
What's
problem.
That?
Hello?
My phone is acting
wacko. It sounded okay before, but now it's gone, pretty much. Can you hear her, Frank?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand it.
I hear
now
you.
Now you
There's
got a bit better. Yeah, you got a little louder now. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin anymore. I just know my poor mom yesterday, get me out of here. I want out. I have to play it. I'll play it tomorrow night on the air, but, you know, because I was kind of busy today. So, oh, these agencies, right? You know how last week, Sydney, the guy, I was doing the thing with him, and then I had to get my neighbor to get the 6 numbers, you know, the 6-digit text thing, and I got locked out. That was a whole wasted day with Sydney that day. Today, the same thing. You're supposed to call at 10. I give him the number. Well, I had to call him at 10:30. I give him the number so we get up to my address.
Yeah.
And he puts it in, and it ain't going anywhere then. He couldn't do one thing after that.
Oh, no.
So he's blaming it on the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is 3 years because she was in the wrong program.
Only put the hardware on his head. Maybe it'll help him.
I know. And 2 Wednesdays, just days, you know, wasted. And years wasted. So I'm going to see if I can, you know, have those that investigated that, Sydney, because they are no damn good. No damn good. You know? I mean, what have we accomplished? Nothing. Nothing. Time's wasting, and nothing's been accomplished yet. Mm-hmm. So I told them after about an hour or so, I said, you know, I can't spend more. I mean, I have things to do. I had to go get another microwave oven because that one, the old one burnt out. I can't spend my life on, you know, the phone. So I asked him if he could call me back if anything happened, and obviously not. I called him at about 3-something and never heard back. So, you know, it's just a waste of time.
How can you be an advocate if you don't pick up the phone and make a phone call and call these people and, you know, do what's got to be done?
Correct.
I mean, this
period.
Is now 2 days wasted and all blaming it on the hardware and all. Oh, they got new hardware and, well, you know, maybe
that
they
ain't hardware. Maureen, that ain't hardware. That isn't hardware problem. That's the problem between the computer and the person. Mm. The person who's doing it is the problem.
My mom had a saying. My mom had a saying years ago. The computer's as good as the idiot running it.
That's very true.
Yeah, right.
She's 1,000% true. Yes,
that's right.
True.
Because they blame everything on the computer, and it's, you know, most of the time.
That's because
one
they
day
don't want to
we'll
work.
Sit down and try it. Maybe one day we'll sit down and try it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll have to see if I could do it. I don't know.
The time's running out, so if it's not done soon, so I've had enough with them. There's
maybe I'll
city
do
agency.
It. Maybe I'll do it.
That's
maybe
no
I'll
damn
help.
Good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
let me see
it's
if
just
I
too much.
It. What do I got to lose? If I can't, then I'll find somebody to do it.
Oh, you got
to
go in the hall.
Look
you got
to
set up an email for me and everything.
All you have to do is get on a 3-way phone call with whoever you got to call and say, look, I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm advocating. The consumer is blind. We can't read the computer. We can't read this. It's not made for us. This is the information. Put it down.
That's right.
That's all you got to do.
You know,
what the hell's the big deal?
What they should actually do is what they did for years, the good old-fashioned way. If you want an application or something, you just call the place and you ask for it, and they send it to you. That's the old fashioned way.
Or let them read it
to
you on the phone.
And
put the damn information
in. Give them the information and they freaking fill it out for you. How hard is that?
They have to do
that.
That's supposed to be an alternative under the ADA.
How hard is that? And how hard is it to make these applications simple? How hard is that?
These people at this independent living crap is a bunch of bull. I tell you, it's getting worse and worse.
That's right.
You know what
I'm saying?
I'll tell you
on this
all
stuff.
What it is. I'll tell you what it is.
How many times?
I'll tell you both what it is. It is where where they want to just continue to make money all the time on your name, your number. That's it. And then they make money.
Yeah.
They make money until they can't make any more money off of you. And that's it. That's the deal. That's the deal, yo.
Yep.
And when you die, then they can't make money off of you anymore. And that's the deal.
Right. Well,
and
how many times, too,
if I call
HRA and, you know, you asked if you want it in a special format, like large print or braille or, you know, audio, I've yet to get audio. And all the times I've said audio, I have yet to get it.
You know, I'm laughing because I
you
know
gotta
what
call
you
the
need.
Commissioner's office.
Yeah, you do. Is that going to do anything either?
Oh yeah.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I believe it will. The commissioners are supposed to know that.
Really?
They're supposed to
right
know
now,
that it's alternative format.
Thank you.
Well, Frank. Okay. Now that she calls the commissioner's office.
Okay,
I'm gonna say
something.
Thanks. I'm going to say something about this. She calls the commissioner's office and she tries to get this done. Would it really do something for real?
Call them and find out.
That question now. Let's find out. Yeah, then make a big think about it if it is.
Call them and find out. Tell them you've been given the runaround and your mom is in the hospital, in the nursing home. And they're bringing in the damn virus, and you want to get her out of there.
That's
how you
got to
put this stuff.
I mean,
use it.
Well, who is
it
the
way everybody else
to get
uses
the number?
Yes, they do.
That's
what is
you
it, the commissioner
do.
Of what?
What is HRA? What is that? The housing?
I'm sorry? My phone is a little gobbled. I can't hear. What did you say? Say it again.
What is this HRA? What does it stand for?
Oh, the Human Resource Authority. HRA.
All right, so that's the commissioner. That's who you would call, the Commissioner of Social Service.
But also, don't be afraid to be upset about it. Don't. Because
you tell them. Tell them. The nursing home is allowing this damn virus to come in. I want to get my mother out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then you know what else? You tell them, my next call is to Eyewitness News.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
You gotta kick ass, Maureen. I'm telling you, man. Don't let these people get away with this stuff.
No.
I'm tired of wasting my time with, and nothing gets accomplished,
Well, you gotta think about you want to get your mother out of there.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean, this was just totally, totally ridiculous. Two wasted days, and three wasted years in the past,
Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous, it really. Well, look what's going on with the elections even. I mean, what the hell?
Oh,
why can't anything be done right anymore, It used to be years ago, you go on election day to the polling, the voting place, you pull the lever, you vote. Now this garbage. Each state does their own thing, and it can be counted 3 days before, 9 days after. What kind of nonsense is this? And then I remember there was a time, not too long ago, there'd be 65% just of the vote would be counted. And whoever had the most, they gave it immediately to. Now, look what happened last night. That's a total disgrace. And it's all because the media is so communistic that we'll never be able to
be
free again after this if he gets in. Biden.
Wait, there's going to be election reform. That's all I have to say. Because you know why?
Yeah, I mean,
this is a disgraceful mess. That's all I
It really is. I mean, we are acting like a third world nation. That's how they would be doing. They'd actually do better. I mean, Pennsylvania had a voting reform different. No, we're one country, and it should have been you go to the booth, like years ago, except if you need an absentee ballot because you can't get there. And that's all it should have been. None of this ahead of time voting and blah, 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 blah. None of it. Because that's how things get thrown away.
Absentee ballots for the disabled are disgraceful. Extremely disgraceful. For me to be able not to see an absentee ballot is disgraceful. Okay? They say they're accessible. They should actually be accessible. Okay? Mm-hmm. That is disgraceful right there. Don't say something and then give me a piece of poo. No, I'm sorry. That's really disgraceful.
Well, next time, if I'm still living in this country, the next time, I am
going to go
in person because I don't even know if my ballot, the volunteer who helped me fill it out really didn't help me much. She just did the president.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do all the others, but she couldn't find them on the ballot. So I'm going myself next time, like I say, and going into
and
the machine
the right.
myself.
Right.
Because this is just too much, too ridiculous for words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I heard on the news earlier, before I went on the air, that the Trump campaign wants to sue Michigan and Pennsylvania to stop counting the votes.
Which is stupid.
So that's going to delay things, if it,
that
goes
stupid.
Through.
Yeah, but that's stupid. I want to say something. That could actually give you more votes and give you and solidify your vote as president or not president. So you should not even be stopping the democracy in process.
Well, there's got to be more to it.
That's
just the headline. I don't know all the details.
He already has, he already is in the lead, so anytime he's in the lead, boom, stop it. You can't do that. You have to allow all, if it's so close, you have to allow all the votes to go through. It's very close to election.
But it wasn't so close. Last night, he was beating, he was leading in states by 10 points in some cases. So it wasn't close. How did it get so close? And since when is the media, and not only that, they have such a you know, he used to call this the fake news, and he was right. How do they have such a disdain for him? Because they played a clip of that Gayle King on, you know, CBS in the morning. Oh, this is so disturbing. She's supposed to be biased, isn't she? Aren't they supposed to be?
Yeah.
You don't let your and they have such a disdain and hatred for him. It's despicable.
You know
totally.
What? I got to say something. In some states, it was close, and in some states, he was the clear winner. That you could see. But what should be is that all the votes, period, should be counted. I'm sorry,
He was declared the winner in those six states last night, and then all the crapola started. He was declared those six states.
I want to say something. What he's saying, stop counting the votes. You can't do that. That's not, that's like saying, okay,
is he saying that, or is the media saying he's saying that?
He's saying stop counting the votes, period. He is
going. I'm saying, is he the one saying that, or is the media saying he's saying that?
No, he's saying that. He went to court for that. He had Giuliani issue two court, things where he, in two states, have to go and do that. So that's not good.
Look, after the hanging chad and the dimples and all that garbage that went on 20 years ago, this should have all been resolved. And like I say, go back to the old way, the way that worked. You have everyone vote on election day in the booth, except if people can't get there and they need the absentee ballot, and they have to do it that way. Other than that, this is disgraceful. And every state should be made to... by the same rule. Not this one does that one does something else, somebody does that. That's crazy. We're the United States, and we should be under one rule to do that. Not every
state. Yeah, but you know what it comes down to is the same old stuff. While the politicians are fighting and arguing and bickering, people can't get help. They don't think about us.
Yeah. Nope.
Think about us. We should come first.
Not everybody had that lever system, though. Not everybody had that lever system. The lever system was good. I liked it, honestly.
Well, I remember, like I say, watching all the elections, and when it was even 65% or 70%, it didn't even have to be the full 90% or whatever, they would declare anyone who was ahead by a lot, which Trump was last night, as the winner. And that's how it still should have been.
You know,
he was ahead by 10 points in places. He was ahead by...
Maureen, even though you said that, right, let me explain something.
I can't hear you, Suzanne. Say it again.
The media would declare that, right? But in the background, they still would be counting the ballots, you know. The ballots, no matter what, all the ballots, no matter what, are still counted. Mm. Every single ballot is counted. But
that's how it was years ago, because I always used to think, oh, well, if they haven't counted them all, but that's how it used to be.
I'll give you an example. We all know New York, traditionally, all of New York is Democrat, okay? We all know, for the most part, all right?
We all know what?
We all know that New York leans towards being a Democratic state. And so Texas leans towards being a Republican state. This is just, you know, as just a FYI, and we all know that. So we could put those check boxes for the most part. Very rarely does it change. Okay, and then some of the states in the middle, they lean towards being red states, and some of the states towards the ends, like California and New York, they're usually Democratic states. Okay. You could put them in on those marks. Okay. Now, when you go and say these states win Democrat and Republican, right, and you check them off as Democrat and Republican, those are when the campaign calls the headquarters of the news and says, oh, I'm thinking we're going to be getting this, okay? And it looks like we're strongly, all the precincts and all the election is about 90-something percent of the votes are in. Looks like we're going to win it. Or we're really messed up. We're not going to win it. Or whatever it is. Okay? And then they
you got to count
news,
all the votes.
Exactly. Now, still, the military vote isn't in, the absentee ballot. Still, some of the absentee ballots, this is years ago and now, it's still the same. Some of the absentee ballots aren't in. Some of the things aren't in. They still have to come in. But if they're very close, no matter what, still, they're going to keep counting.
How many of them got lost in the mail?
But that was years ago, too, because I remember lots of times that the absentee ballots wouldn't be counted because they'd find them behind file cabinets, they'd find them this place, they'd find them that place. But they still declared the winner when a person was ahead by as much as he was last night.
Yes.
This whole thing is just a mockery. A mockery. And it should be. And he's already on how many times today, Mr. Vice President of... He's already been on how many times today, Mr. Because he'll be the vice president, and we know you know who will be the president, actually. You know who I mean.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? So how many times has he been on today? He should shut up till the votes are counted. We don't need to hear from him. We haven't heard from Trump today, so we don't need to hear from him either. You know, just let them count them, and that be that. If I have to have 4 years of this garbage, I will have to seriously think about going somewhere.
Inner sight. Television. Television tomorrow night. Hold it. Yo. Television tomorrow night.
Yo.
7:30, Channel 20.
Whatever.
And Wednesday night, tonight, 11 o'clock, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Check it out, and, you know, you don't have to watch the stupid news. Whoever wins, they'll probably flash it across the screen. Inner Sight, yes, there is an alternative over there in Europe. Why don't you get off your butt and use it? Maureen, anything else?
No, I don't think so. I just want to get my mom out of there so we can be together for
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, call these people and give them hell. Get the commissioner's office.
Yeah.
You know, tell them you've been jerked around by the Sydney place and give them the whole story.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And tell them
when
I get off the...
Nobody answering.
When I get off the phone, I'm calling Eyewitness News. Use Michelle's name.
Yeah.
That's what I
You're
going to
call, did you say? You're going
to
call
Eyewitness
News?
You. I said
you
call.
Did you say I should?
Yeah.
You.
Wait, I can't hear you too good. I'm sorry.
You should.
My phone is kind of breaking up. What did you say?
I said you call. You tell them you're going to call Eyewitness News.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, but get the commissioner. Don't fool around with these stupid ass little people.
I know. Yep.
All right. In sight. We're gonna move on.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Maureen,
okay,
talk with you soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
In sight around the world, and you know, it's really horrible when these people. Who run a country, when they run a country and they get up, you know, they have the news at their disposal and they tell people lies that there's no alternative, you know. People have a tendency to believe that, most of them, if they don't know, you know. And that makes it worse because then people say, oh, this is the only hope. Well, it's not true.
That's
it's not
true.
The only hope. It's stupidity because they did it before and it didn't work and it got worse. Doesn't that tell you something?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, I tell you, man. That's why you got to educate yourself.
We have another
now, caller. What were you going to say?
Another caller.
Oh, all right. Well, do the Able News first.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition. You know, and instead of fighting with each other and bickering over this stupid election, these politicians ought to do something to protect people more, especially those who are denied service dogs, and you need the dog, and you got to deal with unlicensed schools. The politicians wouldn't have to deal with unlicensed agencies, would they? They're protected, aren't they? You know, they don't give a damn about us. So let them get off their ass and do something. Maybe do something while they're waiting for these votes to be counted. Mr. Trump has an opportunity to help millions of people. He's still president. All right.
Yeah.
In a site around the world, 213-816-1650. Sign the petition, change.org. Now, who you say we got a phone call?
Yes, we do. Caroline.
Oh, all right.
Please.
Caroline on Insight.
I can't sing, but here she is. Okay.
Where it began.
Where it began.
I can't begin knowing. Is that Caroline?
Yes, it is.
It's always growing strong.
Oh, you like
very
that song?
Good. You got the best voice, Mr. Perino.
Well, thank you.
You still go to Manhattan, dear, with your guide dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to go tomorrow, in fact.
Woo-hoo! Are you bringing the guitar? Are you bringing your guitar?
Going to have fun. No,
you
I don't play. I'm a vocalist.
Yeah, he's a vocalist.
Oh, where are you going? Midtown, Mr. Perino? Where? Midtown?
Yeah, Midtown, downtown, uptown, and cross town.
All around town.
Oh, God. Mr. Perino, you're going to do all that at your age.
Oh,
God.
Oh, age got nothing to do with it.
Age is
nothing
to do with it. He's stronger than I am.
I bet.
He's stronger than I.
Good. What are you going to sing in the street, Frank?
Oh, man, I sing everything.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Anything from opera to Neil Diamond, John Denver, anything.
You know what I want to hear? Ave Maria this week. But I want to hear that. I like when you sing.
Yeah, that's coming out of the two versions, you know.
I know.
Bach, Gounod, and Schubert.
Which
How are you
going
to get to the city, Frank? Frank, are you going to travel by
Take
the
train? Take the railroad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that's so amazing.
Are you going to get on the wrong train, Frank? How do you know
go
the way
Queens
around,
and go
Frank?
Down to the subway.
It's easy. He's better than both of us together.
Really? He's amazing, isn't he, Suzanne?
Nah, you get used to it. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how's your new dog coming along? Good?
My dog?
Your new...
She's good.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. You
she a kitty rescue? What's her name, Frank?
Belle.
Frank, what's her name? Belle?
Belle, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
nice.
Good, too.
Yeah.
She fits her name,
Did she sleep on the bed with you, Frank? Did you sleep on top of
no,
the bed?
No, no,
No.
No, she don't climb up on the furniture. She's a good girl.
Wow. What time are you going on the train tomorrow?
I'll wake up early. I'm going to go early.
Good, good.
And
so,
I quit early.
Sing a different song that you like. You said you like John Denver. Can you sing a little tune?
Yeah, I like Denver, yeah.
Could you sing us a little?
You fill up my senses like night in a forest.
Yeah, he's in the tone.
Like the mountains in springtime. Like a walk in the rain. Like a storm in the desert. Like a sleepy blue ocean. You know that song?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a beautiful song, man.
I love
it. Ah, Mr. You know.
Yeah, I love that.
Good
show. That's one of his
song.
Greatest.
Yeah,
yeah. So, where are you? Are you still in that stupid shelter?
Okay, yeah.
Sounds like it.
You got any room where you are, Frank? Oh, you have any room where you are?
Nah, only in the backyard. I have to build a shed.
Yeah, sure. Go
ahead. Build a shed for her. Oh, girl.
You're in Los Angeles. Isn't the weather nice, Mr. Perino?
Oh, today?
Yeah, it's all right. It's a little warmer. Abnormally warm, but
yeah,
we'll take it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'll take it any day.
Really?
All right, inner sight.
I like
that. What else?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Caroline, your friend lost. The one that you like.
What friend, dear?
That stupid senator woman who let the criminals out. She lost.
Oh.
We beat her, man. We kicked her ass and got rid of her.
Politics. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you
that
know.
Was horrible.
Like my mom always said, God doesn't sleep, you know?
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I mean, that was not nice. You know?
Yeah,
so
I
we
mean,
got rid of her. We don't need
your
her.
Your building, that wasn't nice either. Seriously.
Mm. All right, in a sight.
Huh.
And we'll be with you, tomorrow night,
right.
Will the new president liberate us? That's tomorrow night's show.
Ah, that's a good show.
Yeah. And Friday night, mm-hmm. The Funnies. We'll be here Friday night.
I got a number for you, though, before we hang up.
We're gonna philosophize the election.
Yeah. Guess
now,
what'd
you say about a number?
A number, 99,964.
Oh, all right. So we're getting closer.
I know.
To 100,000.
Maybe by tomorrow we'll be in the position.
64. We need 34 names, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Take care, Caroline. I'm gonna let you listen to the end of the show. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Caroline. Well,
thanks, Caroline.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys so much.
Talk with you soon.
I'm going to church tomorrow. I will light a candle for you and all of you at St. Jerome. Yes, the soup kitchen came back. They brought it back, hallelujah, for the poor.
That's cool.
They're cooking home. Yes, you can't go in the church to have supper, but they're going to bring it to the door tomorrow. Isn't that great?
That's awesome. All right, you take care, Caroline.
Yes.
Be safe, okay?
Bye. Bye, Suzanne.
Bye. Take care. God bless you.
All right. Inner sight, and, you know, these ridiculous country leaders, you know, leaders of these different countries, they got to wake up. They got to start changing their ways and get out of the old rut ways and be more creative. Mm. With people.
That's
really what they need to do. You know, they're stuck in these stupid ways, and it causes tribulation for people. It causes loss of business. It causes loss of life because they're so ignorant and stupid.
Man,
you know, I can't think of any other way to describe them because it's so obvious. I mean, the British are horrible to the disabled as it is. For 100 years, they oppressed us and wouldn't let us in their country, the blind and the the service dog.
Especially when you have a service dog and a guide dog, I mean, they treated it as if it were a pet. And that's something that is disgraceful. You know, I mean, I cannot imagine how somebody would treat
from that mentality, and you know the thing is the guide dog and the service dog didn't bring any diseases in. The people brought it in, so they let the people come in for all those years with disease, but they wouldn't let a blind person come in with their guide dog, and it spilled over to those who lived in England, who belonged there, who were British citizens.
Right.
And they treated them horrible. So the British are known for their stupidity and backwardness, you know.
Certain British, certain people are good, but, you know, some people aren't, you know, and I think that they've got to, you know, think about what they do before they do it.
You
got
to get more of the good ones to stand up.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the others.
Yeah.
That's really what you need.
You don't have one, you know, set of people with one set of beliefs. That's the problem. That's what you need sometimes, you know, to make things
work.
Well,
I'd like to urge the right group to try to get a lawyer and bring a lawsuit against Johnson and his government to require him to bring in alternative treatment.
Mm.
That's really what's needed right now.
Yeah.
If you could get some of these people who believe in it, who maybe have the money to do it, you know, because the lawyer's going to want to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's greatly what's needed. Hey, we'll be with you tomorrow night and talk about, will the new president liberate us? It doesn't matter who it is.
That's right.
Either or.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that tomorrow night. We'll talk about how what the new president should do to liberate us. All right, I want to thank all our callers, listeners, co-host Suzanne, engineer, and we'll be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight around the world. Hope we got through to some people in France, Germany, England, etc.
Right.
Hope somebody heard us, and maybe we'll start the ball rolling to try to fight for an alternative. So you don't have to have a lockup, lockdown, lock up and down. All right, Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. And again, if you're in one of these countries, email us innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. If you heard the show, you're going to listen to it. Tell us what you think. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.